miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
We've had some wonderful segments this week on the show. The show's not over yet, but some great guests talking about forgetting things. If you'd like to hear some of the elements of today's show, or for that matter, any show, you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, go to RadioMD.com and just very easily find the show icon, and then it'll take you to every show, dated every show, and the topics are fully explained, and then listen away. And thank you for joining us weekly here on You, the Owner's Radio, Manual Radio Show with Dr. Mike Roizen. Are you going to be honoring us with a real age tip before the end of the hour, Dr. Mike?
I am, and it's about the color of your poop.
Oh, wonderful.
Reading I can't wait. The colors of your poop.
All righty. So that'll be coming up, say, 20 minutes, 15, 20 minutes from now. In the meantime, udocs@gmail.com, youdocs. @gmail.com, the FDA has is warning us about a medical device that could spread cancer, and now, lo and behold, evidently there's some research to support this FDA warning. Dr. Mike, what are the details?
Well, the device is one called a morcellator. So what this does is when you have a hysterectomy, that is, if you're a woman and have a hysterectomy for fibroids, the problem is 1 in 350 of the women undergoing hysterectomy or surgery to remove these benign growths known as fibroids ends up with a serious cancer. And the main concern is that the morcellator, which grinds this up so it can be taken out without a big incision, and the main problem is it's apparently the morcellator spreads these tumors in 1 in 350 women. So they've said it's available, the power morcellator, at 500 hospitals in the United States, and they said, why don't you not use this? And the physicians, the hospitals, physicians, and the makers said, wait a second, what's the data? And then they did find the data, and so there is data that says this is a bigger problem than they thought. So said anyone who disagrees with the FDA, the American College of Obstetrics and Gynecology, which is the board certifying and the agency for the physicians who do this operation, said, well, maybe it can be a treatment option for certain women, but they have to communicate, but physicians have to communicate the risk. I don't know, if I had a 0.3% risk of having a severe cancer because they did the operation one way versus another, I don't think I'd have it done the way with the severe risk. What do you think, Joe?
One third of 1%. Is that what you say?
Right. Yeah, it's 1 in 350.
All right. So you wouldn't have it done if that were the odds.
I would still have the operation but not with this power morcellator.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Would that device be do a better job than the other one? That is more.
Well, the power
safer?
Morcellator means you need a smaller incision.
Okay.
So you'd need a bigger incision. I can take the bigger incision and suffer for a few extra days.
Yeah, right. I think I agree with you on that. Udocs@gmail.com, youdocs@gmail.com. Sleep loss and weight gain, Dr. Mike, what's the connection?
Well, this is what we've discovered in a lot of studies is that the people who aren't getting enough sleep, and I'll tell you how you determine that in a second, but the people who aren't getting enough sleep have increased levels of ghrelin, which is a hormone that your stomach secretes to make you feel hungry, and decreased levels of leptin, which turns off your hunger. So it is that the what happens is if you don't get enough sleep, you eat more. And it's about 11 pounds a year, they found, for people with sleep deprivation. Now, how do you know when you're getting enough sleep? Well, the key thing is the next time you go on vacation, go to sleep at the same time that you normally do, and for 3 or 4 days, sleep as long as you want. And then after 4 days, when you've caught up on your sleep, see what time you wake up and calculate that period of time. I'm almost going to sleep here myself, figuring I need some extra sleep. I was yawning when I don't know why I yawn when I think about sleep, but anyway, I do. And so the way you do it is find out how long you sleep, and then plus or minus 15 minutes, that's your sleep need or capacity. And then if you have to get up at 6 a.m., you have to, and it's an 8-hour sleep you need, you know you need to go to bed at 10 p.m., which means 30 minutes beforehand, you should get in the mood with 10 minutes of meditation, 10 minutes of doing those things you got to do for the next day, and 10 minutes of hygiene so that you get your 8 hours of sleep. So it may be a readjustment of your sleep time. I know I have readjusted my sleep time. I think as we get older, we need a little extra sleep. So I used to be able to go for 5.5 hours all the time. Now it's 6.25 for me to feel rested the next day.
Well, you know my hours. I'm a morning host on WSYR radio here in Syracuse, and I work essentially third shift, a very labor-intensive, information-intensive show, so I have to prepare more than maybe someone who works on a music radio station. And didn't they just ratchet down the request? You know, eight hours has been standard bearer, but now they say it's 7 hours, right? And everybody's individually different.
It's 7 to 9, but the way you determine it, Joe, is when you go on vacation, calculate it.
Okay.
But you've been doing this for years, right?
Yeah, but it's kind of, I got to be honest, Mike, it's starting to wear on me.
That's right.
5.5, 6 hours for me. I'm getting that much. Not much more. And this week, our grandkids are visiting, and they're 6, 4, and 2. And when I go to bed at night, it's like being in a foundry. it's so noisy. So if I try to get to bed at 6, I don't sack out till 9 because running up and down the stairs and running and banging on the floor and whining and screaming and.
The kids are a little noisy, you're saying.
Well, they're young, understandably, and pretty close together at 6, 4, and 2. But I don't know, what's the solution for somebody like me or somebody who works third shift at overnights? Any help?
No, I don't have any help, Joe.
I mean, not a supplement or something, or.
Well, you can take melatonin 2 hours before bedtime in those areas when you jet lag, but the key is making it quiet for yourself or putting on a noise cancellation headphones.
Mm-hmm.
So noise cancellation headphones are one of the things that now a lot of people are using who do third shift so that they cancel out all the noises.
Sounds of the ocean, those kind of recordings, are those beneficial at all? Or?
Yes, they are. And for some people, they work wonders.
Well, my daughter and her husband leave tomorrow, so blessed relief because it's been a couple of four or five challenging nights.
So you'll have some catch-up sleep to do for a while.
Now, think about it is, though, because I get to 5 or 6 during the week. And on the weekend, I'll go 12 hours. That's not right. That's not good either, is it? Catch-up sleep?
Well, it's much better than not having the 12 hours, though.
Right, yeah.
So we call it catch-up sleep.
Okay.
And as long as you do it in a 1 or 2 week period, it's much better than being chronically sleep-deprived and not doing the catch-up sleep.
Yeah, okay.
So from a brain long-term standpoint, it's much better. But even better is to get the right amount every night.
Try to. Best I can. UDocs@gmail.com, UDocs@gmail.com. In 4 minutes, we are all in the Clean Plate Club. The Clean Plate Club. Are you one of those people? You might be. Probably are. And Dr. Mike's Real Age Tip of the Week. On the way, You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
Spring and summer bring out the best of nature, but blooming flowers, grass, and weeds emit pollen everywhere. Spring cleaning, molds, funguses, and pollens can cause severe allergic reactions. It's time to fight back. Get a blast of nature's most powerful natural remedy with Oreganol P73, the most powerful oil of oregano available anywhere. Oreganol P73 is an extract of hand-picked wild oregano grown in mineral-rich soils found only in the mountains of the Mediterranean. Experience this powerful and effective spice you can't find anywhere else. It is so effective, even the ancient Greeks used oregano for their health. And it's not just a mere spice. Oreganol P73 is also available as gel caps and as a sea salt-based nasal spray. Use Oreganol P73 and stay healthy all summer long. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Available in natural food stores nationwide or visit AmericanWildFoods.com.